Hi, I'm Harish, and I work as a developer evangelist with Microsoft India. And I have with me James Senior, who is a technical evangelist with Microsoft Redmond, and John Galloway, who is developer user education from Redmond. So James and John, what brings you here?
Very good question, Harish, and it's great to be here in Hyderabad. We've been actually on a week-long tour doing webcamps events in India for the last week. So at the beginning of the week, we started off in Bangalore.
That's right.
And today and yesterday we've been in Hyderabad doing a web camp in the office here at the Indian Development Center, which I have to say is a fantastic building.
Thank you. So you like Hyderabad?
Hyderabad is cool. Bangalore is cool. We were in Delhi as well at the weekend, so we've got to see a lot of India so far.
And
it's a great country. And the thing that impresses me is the knowledge of the developers here.
That's right.
And also the booming economy. Everywhere you look, there's buildings going up.
Yep.
Skyscrapers being erected. It's a very exciting place to be.
That's right. It's a great place to be here. And so how do you come up with this webcams thing? What is the idea behind these webcams?
Good question. So the webcams events are all about training developers and getting them experience on the Microsoft Web platform.
That's right.
Now, the Microsoft Web platform consists of various things, and so we try and teach the whole stack, if you will. So we talk about things like Entity Framework, ASP.NET, MVC, 3, for example, the new version, which we've been talking about here in Hyderabad, as well as things like jQuery. What other things have we been talking about?
One other thing we've been showing off is Entity Framework 4 with Entity Framework with code first development. So that's been really cool to see. People just love to watch, you know, write some code and immediately you're programming against a database and you didn't have to do any configuration. It just works. So I think that's gotten a lot of response as well.
Yeah. So that's what we've been doing here. And we started off in Bangalore. There was about 200, 300 people at that event. It was a great response. And then in Thursday and Friday, today, we've been in Hyderabad. And we had another 300 people attend in person. But the other cool thing was we were actually able to stream out live to the rest of the Indian audience. And we had about 10,000 people online, which is a fantastic number.
That's right. In fact, webcams is being broadcasted over the internet for free. And we had around 10,000 plus audiences yesterday. And we are today having the hands-on lab as well, which is being recorded. So a lot of this material is also available on webcams site, so people who are not here can also download it there.
That's right. So the other part of webcams, as well as the presentations, the demos, and all that kind of thing, we have lab material and content that people can download.
That's right.
They can learn at home at their own pace.
Right.
And for MVC3, we've just launched a whole suite of new labs, including all the new features like Razor, dependency injection, global action filters, so people can learn at their own pace, walk themselves through the lab documents and code and get hands-on experience with the new technology.
That's right. So you have been with Microsoft technology for some time, ASP.NET particularly.
Yeah,
so how do you think it's been going wrong?
Well, I've been really enjoying it. I was working with classic ASP way back in the day, and then I was just happy to learn ASP.NET and, you know, getting into all the, you know, how can I make my markup cleaner, how can I, you know, work at a more fundamental level. And so when MVC came out, I was just really excited to be working with it. And MVC3 is just so much fun to develop with, you know. The Razor syntax is just beautiful. It just works exactly how I'd want it to work, you know. I never have to think about, well, how do I make the computer happy? I just type a view and I love it. And then, like I was saying earlier, the Entity Framework code first is fun. MVC3, just all these new features that we were showing off make it easy to do advanced things without, you know, just really difficult stuff. Not a whole lot of, you know, very easy to plug things in and just make it work exactly how you'd like. Yeah, it's a great time to be ASP.NET development.
It's a great time to be here because even me as a developer, I've seen that we're always focused on the UI layer, and then now we have a complete stack now. We have a complete stack which you can install and then start playing. Like, for example, Entity Framework. Code first gives you the power that you're first designing the data access layer, and then you go to the UI layer, and then you go in between kind of thing there. That makes it a great platform to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we are talking about at webcams today and yesterday was the way that you get all of these features in your application.
Yes.
Because traditionally you would go and search on Coplex for the Entity Framework CTP, and it was located in some obscure download location which was undiscoverable unless you knew some really funky search string. But now that's all gone away, so you can use this NuGet package management for ASP.NET applications, which allows you to browse a feed of all of these things online in one place. So you use Visual Studio, and you'll hook onto the feed, choose the packages that you want to install, like Entity Framework Code First and CTP, Ninject for your dependency injection framework, and many other open source packages. And they come right down into your project. They get installed very easily, including assemblies, modifications to the web config file, global ASX modifications, the whole thing. So it just takes care of everything and makes it easy to do. So NuGet is a really cool way of getting those things.
Great. So what are the common pattern among developers you see when you see webcams in different countries? What is the common pattern there? People are probably in ASP days or ASP 1.1 days. That's the kind of developer audience we have currently.
There's always a broad spectrum of developers and different skill levels to start off with, and then also different approaches. So we still, you know, have web form developers who are really happy developing applications in web forms. And then we also have developers who are really happy building ASP.NET MVC web applications as well. So one of the questions that often comes up is, you know, which version should I choose? And the answer is whatever you're most comfortable developing in. That's the real answer. And I like to think of it as, you know, Microsoft is a restaurant where you can go and choose various things from the menu.
That's right.
And we're just the waiter who's suggesting different options. But it's really down to your personal choice as to the approach you want to take.
That's right.
Now, it's important to note that whichever approach you take, you're going to get to the same solution. You can build the same web application in web forms that you can in MVC.
Correct.
So it's really down to you as a developer to choose which flavor you would like.
Yeah, one of the great things about our platform is that we offer a choice for everyone, like you mentioned, right? If somebody is like very happy developing with an editor like Visual Studio, they want a lot of things to come up quickly, then we always have the web form model which wires up a lot of code automatically. At the same time, if somebody wants to have a control of what's happening on all the places, like for example, somebody wants to control the view layer, they want to control what is the output of the page, then you always have the MVC framework which they can work with, and it's completely extensible. We demonstrated it a lot of times. We demonstrated how to build our own helper classes, how to build our own controllers as well. In one of our events last year in TechEd, we showed how to build a custom controller for MVC. It's pretty great because you have full control of what's happening in each area of the web application. And again, for the people who are like starting afresh, they want to get everything installed to start with, we have a web platform installer, right? One of the things that comes up interesting is about the web matrix. Do you want to say something about web matrix?
Yeah, so web matrix is kind of a brand new tool and stack for developers to get started building web applications very quickly. So where we have web forms and MVC, those frameworks are typically more tailored to the professional web developer. People who are used to Visual Studio and all of the powerful features and functions that has. Whereas Web Matrix and ASP.NET Web Pages is more tailored to kind of a beginner developer or somebody who just wants to write inline code with the markup of their pages. So it provides a different option for people who are maybe more accustomed to classic ASP or PHP, for instance.
Right.
And then the other cool thing about Web Matrix is the fact that it makes it really, really easy to download open source applications, things like WordPress, Joomla, and Braco, get them into Web Matrix, customize them, and then publish them out to a host very easily. So that workflow is very slick in Web Matrix, because that's a very popular way to actually build web applications these days.
Absolutely.
Just to start from a web app, which gives you 80% of the functionality,
that's right,
and then you just tweak it a little bit for your solution, and then you have an application ready to go for your customer.
That's right. In fact, it's great that because we offer everything at our cost. We are hosting everything ourselves, and then we're giving something like a Joomla or a WordPress, which people can download. It can be PHP-based, or it can be web matrix-based. They can use any of this according to the choice they want to use, but they can still download everything together and then start configuring it, and then they have a site, boom, up in a few minutes' time.
Very fast. So, John, you've been working with Embraco a lot recently on the ASP.NET website itself, haven't you? So what's your kind of experience being with Embraco?
Yeah, that was fun. We did a proof of concept where I imported content in from the existing ASP.NET website into Embraco, tested it out, and we said, yes, this works how we'd like it to work. It's able to, it added a lot of features for us, and we have things like, you know, publishing and updating articles with Windows Live Writer. So then after that, it was done as a full-scale conversion. So it was nice for me having that background as working on that proof of concept to know that, you know, yes, it was going to work. But yeah, it's very powerful. Very powerful system. It lets you define different content types and set up different ways that they'll act and display in different areas. So yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah, the Web PI is really cool, and Web Matrix is like the editor that Web PI wasn't. You know, it provides the download functionality,
yes.
Dependencies. I should start again.
Yeah, that's
with
okay.
The microphone.
Yeah.
So the web platform installer was always the downloader who grabbed the applications really easily, and the framework and the tools and the database and things like that. But then Web Matrix is kind of a version beyond that, where you actually have a really powerful editor now.
Yeah.
So it has all of the functionality of the Web PI and the dependency management downloading capabilities, but also now with the customization and the editor built in. So
right.
And the publishing, of course. So it kind of builds on what Web PI started.
Right. Good.
So tell us a bit more about what's going on in the Indian Development Center here, because this office is we're sitting in right here is building 3, but there's actually another couple of other buildings as well, and there's around about how many people?
That must be around 2,500 if I'm not wrong.
So there's a big office right
That's a big
here.
Office.
So and the Development Center is working on which products? I think Windows 7?
Yeah, this is the India Development Center, and this works on some of the products in Windows 7, for example. The networking features in Windows 7 and a couple of features around System Center, Link, and many other features are happening here. We full-fledged published the Windows XP Service Pack 3 from here. That's kind of the most downloaded now, seeing the volume of XP installations so far. A lot of good works happens here. We also have the Global Services India here. That's the second building that you see there. And we have the IT department, which is a pretty huge one, which has a lot of internal applications. We being a big company, we have so much of internal applications. All of them being managed right here out of this Hyderabad office there. On the developer programs, we do a lot of technical events. I'm sure people are aware of Virtual Tech Days and many other events we are doing there. We have one actually right after this weekend, starting Monday there. And we are going to take these webcams to other cities as well. So webcams have been huge successful. People are loving it in Bangalore and Hyderabad there. Personally, people came to me and told they're really enjoying it because they got one full day of investment from their time, but they still got a lot of value because a lot of guys have been worked on MVC earlier and they are now very happy going out there. And today being the hands-on labs, they have much more comfortable now. They can say that, okay, I am an MVC developer now. So that kind of gives you great satisfaction. So you want to take the same experience to other cities as well. So you want to go to different cities coming months. We are starting with Chennai and Pune, but we're going to seek your help for more cities as well.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to having more events in India. We're also talking about maybe you going to Singapore and doing some events there. So we've got lots of events in the calendar. So yeah. If you want to check out a webcamp near you, then the website to go to is www.webcamps.ms and then click on the events tab.
Yeah.
And then you'll see all of the events listed. So right now we have about 30 published, but I can tell you a secret that we've got another 60 just waiting to be published. We just haven't had them confirmed yet. So we're really excited about those events. And then also, after Christmas and the New Year, we're going to be having Web Matrix events start to crop up. And so we'll see those being a great way of learning the new Web Matrix tool and how to code using ASP.NET web pages as well.
That's right.
So John, is there anything else coming up in the calendar for you? I know that you're traveling around doing web camps a lot.
Let me see. One other thing that's exciting that's coming out just related to all this is NBC Conf. We're looking at planning a new NBC Conf. The last one we had, it was an online event, and it was end of this past summer. It was a big success. We had roughly 500 people logged on throughout the day, but then we recorded and rebroadcast all that information. It was a lot of really deep technical content. So, like, you know, the webcams were instructing people who may not be know anything about NBC, and the NBC Conf were able to take it to 300, 400 level. So that's one of the big things that's coming up that I'm looking forward to.
Excellent. So when are we going to hear more information about that, and where can we find out more?
You probably would hear about it at mvcconf.com. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a community-run event that I pitch in and get, you know, help coordinate things. So the last one was big, and we want this one to be even bigger. So.
Excellent.
That's really great. Because all the materials that you have been, probably if you have missed attending webcams, all of them is available already on webcams.ms site, and I personally went there and saw that I could download the lab materials for today. They uploaded the PPTs as well there, so you can actually go and download all the stuff that you want to get there. In fact, today if you want to start developing or if you want to start reading, there's so much of information already there. I think there's a flood of information already out there. So I'm hoping that you're all enjoying webcams, and if you are not attended webcams, you can visit webcams.ms for upcoming sessions as well as getting all the materials there. Thank you so much, John, and thank you so much for being here for this webcams. I hope to looking forward to seeing you in the future events as well.
Thank you very much,
Rich. Thank you so much.